come alive, come alive in my body. Dream, come alive, come alive in my body.
Hey there, this is Molly Patrick from Clean Food Dirty Girl, and you're listening to episode 18 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. Thank you for listening. So awesome to have you here and to have this platform to connect with you all. I just love it. So today I am talking with Tessa and Steve Decker. This was a conversation that I had with them a while back, but I thought that it was really, really a powerful talk, and I wanted to bring it back around to either have you hear it again, or maybe you've never heard this talk before. If anybody you know is type 1 diabetic, this is a great episode to refer them to. So we hear from a lot of people in our community, and I've talked to a lot of people about getting their type 2 diabetes or their pre-diabetes under control with eating a whole food plant-based diet. Now, it's not as common that you hear the same thing with people managing type 1 diabetes, and maybe that's because there's a lot more people that have type 2 diabetes or is pre-diabetic than has type 1 diabetes. But that this is the case for Steve. So Steve was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 27, and we talk a lot about his journey and ultimately being able to cut down on the amount of insulin his body needs drastically through eating a low-fat, whole food, plant-based diet. So lots of good information, really, really inspiring. And again, if you know anybody who has type 1 diabetes, send them this episode and have them listen. I think they'll be really inspired by Steve's story and what he has been able to accomplish. And really, I love how Steve and Tessa really worked as a team, and you can really, that really comes through in this talk. They're a really sweet couple, and I learned a lot from them, and I was really, really felt very privileged to chat with them. So enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on the other side.
My name is Tessa Decker, my husband, Steve Decker. We've been married for 33 years. And at year 27, when he was 27 years old, he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and that was 2 years into our marriage. Mm-hmm. And we were very active and exercised, and he basically kept everything under control. And I was pregnant at the time. He was having all kinds of weird episodes when he was exercised, bonking and things like that. And all of a sudden, in August, our son was born. And for 2 weeks after that, we weren't cooking. We weren't, you know, people were bringing us food in, things we normally didn't eat. And we quit exercising, and type 1 diabetes symptoms just snapped on him.
Became acutely symptomatic because I was a cyclist. So that, I think, kept things under control. And if I look back, I could see probably for the last 2 years prior to that, I was having symptoms. But because I rode virtually every day, the exercise was keeping it at bay. And we ate relatively healthy. We weren't bad. We were eating kind of not the standard American diet, a slightly modified, but close to.
We were vegetarian too. Yeah, his family, his parents were Adventists, so they were vegetarian. Mainly mm-hmm. did a vegetarian diet, so it was healthier than the sad diet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I became acutely symptomatic where I couldn't. I every 10 minutes I had to pee. I couldn't get 15 feet away from the hose, and I would want to stick it in my mouth and drink until I was ready to throw up and walk away. And I was thirsty again and had to pee again. And it was just all this stuff.
So okay. He immediately went on insulin. And at the time there was no Humalog. It was regular, like Ultralentians, like a 30 some hour insulin. And it was challenging to control, to say the least. Very challenging.
Yeah. Mm. No question. Mm-hmm. And of course, the ADA at the time says, "Oh, you can ride a bike. You can ride 6 miles a day." I was like, "Yeah, right." I'm just starting to get my legs warmed up. Then I got a long way to go beyond that. So I fought it pretty hard, and I think I became pretty obstinate about not wanting to be a diabetic, but somebody who had diabetes. So I pushed myself to do things that normal people wouldn't do, and that really caused problems as far as hypoglycemic events, and so. Okay. So my history is fraught with hypoglycemic seizures, even though the rest of it is probably really good. The seizure thing was not good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you were having hypoglycemic seizures during this time?
A lot.
Yeah.
So what were some of the things that you were doing? Can you give me examples of, like you just mentioned, things that were possibly making those worse?
I think exercising to extremes. I worked 12-hour shifts, so we worked at the hospital. So I would have 7 days on, 7 days off in a two-week period. My often I would ride 3, 4, 5 hours and really...
It's a lot.
Yeah, and I would crush the mileage. And there's really no way of knowing, at least... At the time, I didn't understand how to know when my glycogen and glucagon stores were replenished. Your blood sugar doesn't show up, and then all of a sudden, your body goes for that store that's there, and it's normal circadian rhythm. It's not there, and you just plummet. And that's I was having just weird hypoglycemic stuff going on.
Yeah, so that must have been really scary.
Yeah,
for you, well, Tessa, too.
Yeah, thank goodness I'm a nurse, so you know I recognize him. I still recognize him.
Our journey has been pretty cool, but Tessa got really into the whole food plant base, which I thought was really, I completely understood. But now I travel, I cover 16 hospitals with the job I do. So I drive all over the place often, and I really can't count on lunches. And I was taking an easy way out, I guess, really. But I was still eating primarily vegetarian, but I was going to Taco Bell and getting 3 bean burritos. I would, I never passed chips and salsa when I, I mean, I was eating better, but not really as well as I should. And I think, but as Tessa got into the whole food plant-based thing, it was obvious that it was much better. I looked at the potential risk of coronary artery disease to diabetics is extremely high. So looking at that, I could say, okay, this is something I really need to do. And Tess was knocking it out of the park with great food. I'd come home to unbelievable meals. I mean, just incredible stuff to eat. But I finally, after we went to Plant Stock for our second year, and listened to Cyrus and Robbie, who founded MasteringDiabetes.org, and absolutely changed my life. So.
So up until this point, you were eating a vegetarian diet. So that didn't change at all during the course of all of these years.
Well, yeah, primarily vegetarian. Although we would eat meat. As our kids grew up and got older, it started becoming more difficult to do the vegetarian thing, as I'm sure a lot of families recognize. And so we slipped down the easy path for a lot of things. So we went back to eating meat for a while, and just because it was easier with kids, especially as they hit those early teenagers.
They got 4, 5, 6 years old, and kids, their other neighbors were eating chicken nuggets or whatever. They start eating some, and we start eating some. And then about 18, 19 years ago, I decided to go back and become a vegetarian. And that I stayed vegetarian. Haven't had it since,
Okay.
And about 4 years ago, I was having my blood pressure was creeping up a little bit. My cholesterol was creeping up, and still think I'm pretty healthy. And so I looked into some health things and stumbled upon, thought, well, let me clean things up. So I went on a vegan diet. Mm-hmm. That's about 4.5, 5 years ago. And I found you because I was looking at Michael Greger, Dr. Greger's, and I saw an interview that you did with him. I'm like, oh, who is this lady? She is fun. So then I found Clean Food Dirty Girl. And so about, I guess it was early 2018, found your Facebook page, went on the meal plans, and he had gone vegan in December. And so right when I found you in January, when I went on the meal plans, he goes, that's all we're cooking. And his insulin requirements dropped by 40%. Hmm. I mean, it was quick, very, very quick, doing a whole food plant-based, not just vegan, where I wasn't doing a lot of the Gardein or fake meats, not a ton of them, but I was still doing some of them. And once I went whole food plant-based, it was a life changer for both of us, for both of our health. And but for him, 40% decrease in insulin, unbelievable.
Yeah, that was cool. And then, and then when I went on to the Mastering Diabetes program, I cut it. My insulin sensitivity is up over 500%. And it's amazing. I'm crushing carbs, very low fat, and very little insulin. I'm off my pump now. I don't use an insulin pump anymore. It's
Amazing.
Yeah. And that's the only medication I'm pushing 16. The only medicine I'm on is my insulin. So that's, I feel pretty good about that.
So the first thing that I want to touch base on is just, you know, we hear in our community and in, you know, other people's whole food plant-based communities, we hear often that people who are type 2 diabetic can, you know, with lifestyle changes and with eating a whole food plant-based diet can, you know, get their numbers down and possibly get off from, you know, their diabetes drugs. We don't hear that often from people with type 1 diabetes who are able to do this. And I imagine part of that is because there's a lot more people with type 2 diabetes than there is with type 1 diabetes. So can you talk a little bit about, because you both are obviously in the medical profession. So can you talk a little bit about the difference between type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes as you understand it? And a little bit like, okay, that's my first question. Let's just start there.
You want to take that?
Yeah. So type 1 diabetic, my husband produces no insulin. His islet cells have just shut down. He produces none. So so he has to have insulin to survive. And since we found out through the meal plans and through some other things, cutting fats and things through Mastering Diabetes, there's other ways to control that and increase your insulin sensitivity. So that's type 1. Type 2 is more of an insulin resistance type. We always say, you know, there's other causes, but it's a foodborne illness, you know.
I like that. Yeah.
It is. I have family members, I have friends with it. You know, I'm trying to get them on this train, and it's a little difficult, but most of it's foodborne illness. We have a neighbor who has type 2 because of the chemicals he was exposed to during the Vietnam War, but that's an outlier. That's not your typical type 2 person.
And he's lean body habitus the whole bit, and his is definitely not necessarily foodborne illness. But he can have the same effect that the whole food plant-based diet, low fat, high carb, will have the same effect on him as it has on every other person with, whether it's gestational diabetes, type 1 pre-diabetes, type 2 diabetes, type 1.5, it'll have the same effect on all of us. And it does cover everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Same blanket meal plan. I mean, what he's doing for type 1 is the same thing you'd treat a type 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's been this frustrating part is, you know, you're tied to the medical profession, you know, I've worked with endocrinologists and, you know, they don't teach you this. They teach you, you know, the American Diabetes Association teaches you lower carb, higher protein. And when he found out he can eat all this fruit, he said, "You got to be kidding me. What? You want me to eat how many grams of carbs in the morning and how many pieces of fruit?"
Yes. Well, that was going to be my next question. So when you discovered this, how shocked were you both to find out that it's been kind of backwards? You're not just you're thinking about it, but the whole medical community is thinking about it. And the things that they say, you know, don't do that is actually the stuff that can help. I mean, what was your reaction to it? Was there some sort of, is there any like frustration that goes along with that? I imagine there would be a little.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of frustration, obviously. And working in the medical profession, you think, okay, are we part of something that's nefarious here? Which I don't believe we are. I think our endocrinologists are great people and they're doing what they're taught, but they're not taught nutrition in med school. They're taught which meds to provide and how to take care of the symptoms that come up with diabetes. But we're not talking about the cause and what we can do to reverse that. And that's frustrating. All the physicians that I talk to, and I work with physicians every day, are amazed at what I'm doing. They see me eating breakfast and they see me, and this morning I had about 225 grams of carb and fruit for breakfast. And that's more than I would have in a day and a half of eating prior.
2 days.
Yeah, 2 days. And I crush it, and I'm taking so little insulin to cover it. It's pretty amazing. And they're shocked. But when they look at my numbers and see what's happened to me, the fact that I've dropped about 28 pounds and not trying, but it's been a side effect. So I think people notice, and they know me, they see that I'm feeling great and I don't have a pump on anymore. And I think everyone in the medical community that I've talked to is very surprised. And everyone I've talked to is unaware of the actual truth about what we need to be doing as diabetics. Type 1, type 2, whatever.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
And they're all calling us. I mean, they're all calling us, you know.
Oh, it's, yeah.
You know, they ask him, what does your wife cook? You know, or he brings in food and where, and, you know, he gives my, them my email. And so I'm getting lots of phone calls because they're interested now. You know, we live outside of Charlotte and there are a lot of physicians that are on this train now. A neurosurgeon, there's a couple cardiologists that are, they're seeing it, you know, and they're like, how can we get this message out to people? And I think it's things like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I totally agree. It has to be, it has to come from this, you know, and this is exactly why I wanted to talk to you guys. And I put out that call to, you know, the community, hey, I want to talk to you if you've been able to, you know, have some success with your managing your diabetes with this way of eating, because it's so backwards from what most people think. I mean, it's the exact opposite than what most people think. And every person that I've talked to, and Grant, I did talk to one other physician a few weeks ago who was type 2 diabetic and who managed to get her diabetes totally under control with this way of eating and with our meal plans. But other than that, they're, you know, just regular people. And when they first start this way of eating, they're so scared. They don't trust that they can have a potato, that they can have fruit, that they can have beans. And then as they see, I can have fruit and I can do this and I can get to the like cause of this, right? Then all of a sudden their whole world is, their whole mind is just blown because it's just, it goes against everything that they've ever been told. And you're right. It's not, you know, the doctors are doing their job. You know, it's not, you know, I don't want to, you know, it's just, they're doing their job and they just, they don't know. And that's kind of cool that you guys are in the profession that you're in and have been able to do this, because I think that more people will take note and take that seriously.
Yeah.
Just because of who it's coming from, because you're one of them.
Right. Well, my last job, I worked with a cardiologist in an outpatient setting as his RN. And so we were doing nuclear stress tests, you know, stress echoes, and patients were coming in and going to the hospital for stents and this, that, and the other. And so, you know, the patients would come in and, you know, he'd put them on, you know, a statin and something, an ACE inhibitor, something else for their blood pressure, two or three medications. He's like, oh, doc, what else can I do? You know, what can I do? Diet, exercise? He's like, absolutely. He says, you know what? I'm going to let you talk to my nurse though, because she knows a little bit more about it than I do. So I would tell patients, here's the Mediterranean diet that I'm supposed to give you. But I had a stack of what the, you know, eat to live.
Eat to live, yeah.
Eat to live. Dr. Furman.
What the hell?
But eat to live. So I said, you know, take the book home, read it, tell me what you think about it, you know, but it this will change your life. And, you know, some of them did, some of them came back like, you are crazy. You know, I'm not, no cheese and no eggs and no meat, you know, but that was way back then.
Yeah.
You know, but it was proof in the pudding that he had no experience in it, you know, and he was a wonderful physician.
A very bright guy, but yeah, but there's no, and he will say no training.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it can sound kind of drastic, but at the same time, you know, I don't know. Seizures are pretty drastic too. And being on medication your whole life is kind of drastic too. So I think there's, you know, not eating milk and eggs and dairy isn't all that drastic when you, especially when you get used to it. It can be delicious and you don't even miss it if it's done the right way. That's kind of my first question. Was there a period where you kind of missed the cheese and missed the eggs and all of that?
Yeah. Missing cheese. That was, I think cheese was the most difficult thing to give up.
Cheese and eggs. But, finally, I mean, once you give them up, I mean, I can't imagine eating either of those right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have no desire, none at all.
How long did that take you to get to that point?
Not long. And within 2 or 3 days of eating like nutrient dense whole food plant based, you feel amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
your energy level, your thought process, your brain's clear. You just have spring in your step.
Yeah, we noticed things. The thing that I was doing on the Mastering Diabetes program, Cyrus and Robbie have you do what's called a decision tree, and so everything you're eating, we use an app. And you put absolutely everything you eat
chronometer
in. The chronometer puts it down, exact carbs, fats, everything. In the first day, I saw my insulin requirements drop dramatically. In three
first day.
One day. And I thought, okay, this is going to take a long time for my physiology to adapt. As soon as you get the that out, your system says, hey, your body's amazing. It wants to work the way it's supposed to work.
Yes.
It starts happening immediately. And within 1 week, I was taking 50% of the insulin I was. And I was like, now? So then you're on fire. Now you're motivated. Yeah. And it was, I think for a while, I was probably eating too little fat. I was getting maybe 6 to 8 grams a day total. I was like, and I don't want it. I want to see how far I get on this insulin sensitivity.
Yeah.
So it was easy to do because it's a self-perpetuating motivation.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Once you start seeing results, you just want to keep going. And why would you go back?
Yeah. With what you guys are putting out, my goodness, people say, oh, I would miss this, miss that. And a lot of my coworkers give me grief, you know, what kind of rabbit food you bring today, Decker? And I'll bring it. But we bring extra so I can, and I'll have a, you know, plastic spoon, whatever, try this, try that.
Nice. Like,
oh, that's great. Oh, what is that? And then I give them Tessa's, you know, email address and get a hold of her, you know, what she's made.
Yeah.
But people try it. And it's like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. I think let's face it, the thought is, oh, you're going to eat lettuce all day and carrots.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You're going to eat like a rabbit. You're going to eat grass. You're going to eat salads. That's it. I mean, that is the thought. And let's face it, like if I had to eat salads every day, I wouldn't want to do this either.
Right.
You know, there has to be some, you know, some stuff that you can bite into, and it's, you know, diverse, and there's so many options. That's the thing that really gets me, is that people always assume that, hey, but you're so limited when you eat this way. And I say it's the exact opposite, because the amount of combinations you can come up with, beans alone, just the variety of beans, like there are thousands of them.
Yes. And your sauces that go with it. Unbelievable.
Sauces. Right. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely, you know, having solid, yummy recipes is definitely an important part in all of this for sure. So you make some modifications to the meal plans, correct? So you do, can you talk about the modifications that you make?
I do. So for him, you know, after following Clean Food Dirty Girl program, he dropped his insulin 40%. Mm-hmm. Then added Mastering Diabetes. He'd learned from two type 1 diabetics. One's a physician and the other one has his master's. And so they've been doing this a lot longer. And so that's when they're like, cut your fats back. So how can we do this? And I do the tahini on the potatoes and things like that. But some of the creamy dressings, instead of using all cashews, I tried to use all beans and no cashews, and it totally changes. Like, you know, I mean, it was okay, but it just didn't have that, you know, good. Mm.
That so mouthfeel of fat.
Exactly. And we need fat. We do need some fat.
Yeah.
So I would take like half white beans and half cashews, or sometimes I'll do half hemp seeds, because hemp seeds don't seem to bother blood sugar as much as cashews. So it's just, we've been playing around with things like that. Or if there's something that requires the sauce for lunch and maybe tofu for dinner, we'll do one or the other, and I'll do a different kind of dressing with just like Dijon and some kind of, tasty vinegar, use that for his sauce on top of his, meal instead. And I'll do all the creamy dressings myself.
No, it's fantastic. I mean, my thing is, I found my trigger point seems between about 30 and 34 grams of fat a day.
Okay.
If I go, I see a significant change in my insulin sensitivity.
Interesting.
I'm doing great. And the crazy thing is, the best days I've had when I've been like my total, and this is getting stupid, my total carb insulin ratio, when I get up, I think the highest I've been is 31-1 total for the entire day. And that was eating unbelievable amount of carbs, like 580 grams of carb for the day and very little fat. And for whatever reason, the more carbs I eat and you reduce that fat, your insulin sensitivity goes through the roof. But I have to be careful. If I do something with tofu and a cream sauce, I know I'm going to jack it up. And, you know, like Robbie and Cyrus will tell you in the program that I'm in, the Mastering Diabetes, eat what you want to eat, but take notes on everything you do. So you're not blindsided by it. So I took notes on everything I ate to see what would happen. And I know that my ratio is going to change if I do that.
When you're talking about ratio, you're talking about normally he was doing 1 unit of insulin for every 10 grams of carbs. That went on for 30 years.
Yeah.
And then now he's doing.
Yeah, now in the morning when I wake up, I ride every morning. So in the morning I do 60-1 for breakfast.
60 grams of carbs for 1 unit of insulin.
And it used to be 10.
10, yes.
Yeah. About 45-1 for lunch and 55-1 at dinner. And there's that, I found a variation, but that works great.
Mm, that's really interesting.
His breakfast. Tell him about your breakfast. This is what he eats for breakfast every morning.
Yeah, so my breakfast is usually 1 to 2 mangoes, 2 bananas, 2 cups of strawberries. I had a cup of blueberries, a cup of raspberries, 3. I had 3 kiwi, green kiwi, 1 sun gold kiwi, a tablespoon of flaxseed, tablespoon of chia seed, and that was breakfast.
That's one breakfast.
Breakfast. Yeah. I can't eat all that.
In a big old Jethro size bowl.
Massive. But, I mean, he wouldn't eat that in 2 weeks before with the American Diabetes Association.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, they have people scared of them, and they're nutrient dense.
Yeah.
Oh, and the blueberries. I forgot the blueberries. Got to have blueberries. Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, the nutrients in these foods that you're now eating are the same nutrients that are going to do so many more awesome things. It's like, you know, and a lot of plant-based doctors talk about it, but the diet that's good for diabetes is the diet that's good for heart disease. And it's all, you know, in the brain and for, you know, anti-cancer and anti-inflammatory. And it's the same diet. It's the same thing. And so not only are people who don't, you know, are afraid of fruit, you know, they're missing out on all those wonderful nutrients, you know, and phytochemicals and vitamins and minerals and all the fiber. So it's if you told your breakfast to most people who are type 1 diabetic, they wouldn't probably believe you.
No, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's like the physicians he's working with, these cardiologists are looking at it. And then, so Steve brings his numbers in, his decision tree. He's like, look at what's happening.
Mm.
Look.
Yeah. And my lab number, you know, ridiculously good, which I'm glad for. You know, my lipid profiles, everything look fantastic.
Hemoglobin A1C.
Yeah, everything.
It's like 5.8-ish.
So when you switched over to specifically whole food plant-based, because that is different than vegan. And I think a lot of people who are new to this way of eating maybe don't get that connection yet. And whole food plant-based, we're talking about whole plant foods, nothing processed. Well, some, you know, minimally processed food, maybe like tofu or tempeh or those things. So when you switched over, Tessa, did you see things change with your numbers or your weight or your kind of overall health?
Absolutely. The reason why I switched over was I was a nurse manager of a medical ICU for years and years and years and had terrible GERD, had bad reflux. Mm-hmm. So I went on a proton pump inhibitor and I couldn't get off of it. And I stayed on it for years, went to my gastroenterologist and just would wake up at 3 a.m. If I ever tried to get off of it, terrible, terrible burning. And so finally I read a book. I can't remember who it was, some whole food plant-based guy. And he's like, if you're on a proton pump inhibitor, if you've not had a gastric bleeding ulcer, get off of it and just suffer for 2 weeks. You're going to suffer and switch to a vegan diet. So that's what I did. I went vegan and went off the omeprazole, but it wrecked my gut. I had, you know, the SIBO, you know, all the bad stuff, went to functional medicine doctor and corrected all that. But my issues was inflammation because my gut was such a wreck. I had terrible inflammation. Like I would wake up in the morning, plantar fasciitis, bilateral Achilles tendonitis. I had a tendonitis in my elbow and I was eating what I thought was healthy, but my gut was wrecked from taking that, you know, pill, the proton pump inhibitor for years. So it wasn't until I fixed that, and then that's when I did the whole food plant-based. But my blood pressure was creeping up. My cholesterol was creeping up. I probably dropped 25, 30 pounds, just whole food plant-based. And now, I mean, you see me squat on the floor and jump up with my grandkids. I watch our 2 grandsons, and I just feel like I'm 20 years old again. I don't hurt at all. There's all that inflammation is gone. Gone, gone, gone. Totally gone.
Amazing change. Amazing change in her physiology when that happened.
Eating plants. That's it.
Food is medicine.
So basic, right? So basic and so simple and so effective. And I really like, Steve, what you said earlier, the body is meant to work. And I truly believe that. And if you give it the right fuel and you give it the right stuff, the body wants to work. We're not designed to have these bodies that are, you know, in pain and inflamed and not working. You know, the body wants to do its job. And so if we can just cut out the bullshit and feed it what it needs, then the body works for us. And so what an amazing journey that you both have been on. And so I want to see, before we wrap up, tell me what a day, so you talked about your breakfast, but I want to hear kind of a day in the life of Steve in food. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. What do you got going on?
Breakfast, like I said, I kill the fruit, absolutely crush fruit. Yep. Lunch is usually one of your guys' great recipes. I mean, so it's either talking Powerball, we're talking, you know,
yeah,
rice and beans and veggies. It takes some time, but your palate changes to where now it's like seven or eight different leafy green vegetables. Each one of them is so unique. And I'm like, forward to each specific one.
Right.
I'm not inundated with salt and fat all the time now.
It's right.
We come home and usually lunch will be leftovers from dinner, like leftovers from tonight will be lunch tomorrow. Then I'll get home and whatever you guys have come up with and she's made, I'm ready to chow on in the evening.
Yeah, I batch for four. So even though it's just two of us, we're empty nesters. I batch for four. So he has lunch every single day. So we pack his lunch every day. He has, you know, and it's usually a grain, usually a green, and usually beans or tofu in some kind of combination. So.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how the palate changes? Like, isn't that a cool thing to experience and how, and I love it. Like each leafy green has its own taste. Yes. That's so spot on. And for most people who are just transitioning to this way, either it's going to take them a minute, but eventually you do, like each food has its own unique taste. And when you get sugar out of your diet, like you can taste the sweetness in food, you know, and that's the sweetness that your body wants. Like it wants that fruit and sweet potatoes, but you can really taste it's an amazing thing to be able to taste your food, like really taste the food.
Exactly. Yes.
So yes. Cool.
Broccoli, the sweetness of broccoli.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Just that stuff, you know, until you dive into this.
Totally.
Crave it.
Yes, I know. And I think that people who haven't experienced this must think that we're crazy, you know, craving broccoli, what? But you only get it when you go through it. And yes, it happens. I crave broccoli all the time.
Yeah. I mean, arugula, you know, I love that peppery taste of arugula. And sometimes it's like, you know, you get a salad, but I want arugula. I got to have that. Mm-hmm. It's weird how, and I'm sure there's some phytonutrient that my body's saying, let's get a little more of that. Yeah. But your body recognizes it and lets you know, hey, that's what you want. But man, is it good.
Yes. Yes. This is so much about getting in tune with the body. And the more you eat like this, the more in tune you get. And you have this beautiful relationship with your body. I feel like people who eat a standard American diet, they're very disconnected from their body. And also, you know, just even recognizing when you're hungry. You know, something as simple as that, like eating this way really kind of recalibrates that hunger system that your body naturally has built in, you know? Right. So I don't know. I think it's really cool.
I think it is awesome about this diet is that it's not about portion control at all.
No.
I eat and sometimes I think, oh my gosh, it's time to eat again. You got to be kidding me. I'm still full. But you can just crush food. So if somebody just has, I can't handle portion control, man. Welcome to the whole food plant-based diet, then, brother. You're going to jump on that and not even think about portion control. And like I say, my weight loss was purely a side effect. It wasn't anything I was trying to do. I mean, I've weighed, of course, it's distributed differently now than it was when I was younger, but I pretty much weighed around 225 for the last 30 plus years. And
He's 6'3" and a half now.
I'm down to 190 and feel fantastic. I ride a Peloton every day. My power numbers are excellent. I mean, I, you know, feel like I'm 30 again and,
awesome.
But it's food.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm so honored that you shared your story with me and I'm just so happy for you guys. You know, I really am. It's like, what a new lot on life you both have.
So liberating.
Yeah.
And so
for
liberating.
Me, not worried about him with his blood sugar of 30, driving a car, running around, or, you know, it's been liberating. It's been wonderful.
Yeah.
It really has been. It's just a new lease on life. And
I mean, I did the Mastering Diabetes thing. I started that August 9th. Mm-hmm. And I have not had a significant hypoglycemic event since August 9th, longest in my diabetic career.
Yeah.
I'm looking at life now thinking as I near fixed income one of these years, not having to worry about the pump is without insurance will save me $1,500 a month. Insulin has gone through the roof. It's terrible. My insulin hasn't changed since 1992 as far as the formulary, but it's up 1,700% in cost. And so I look at that and say, I've dropped so much of my requirements that I look at it, it's like, man, we're in good shape. We're gonna be doing just fine when mm-hmm. retirement hits.
That's a whole nother thing, huh?
Yeah, it is.
And eating this way, your health is gonna be so much better. You'll be able to do so much more, enjoy so much more.
Yeah, and that's a blessing you have kids, right?
Yes.
How awesome is it for your kids to see their parents thriving?
And they're taking note. Our son's a Charlotte firefighter, and he's got a few of the firefighters interested in it. And our daughter and son-in-law are leaning this way too. So
leading by example.
They're watching. They're like, taking note.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's the best we can do is lead by example, you know, and I think that you two are a beautiful example of what this lifestyle can do. And I really just want to thank you for talking with me today and for sharing your story. I can't wait to put this out and for everybody to watch it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for all you do. And your team is amazing.
I agree. I think that we have the best team ever. So thank you very much for being part of this awesome community and for just being the change and for helping spread this amazing, you know, information that shouldn't be all that amazing. Cause like we said, like it's just food, you know?
Yeah. So simple.
In its simplest form. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much. Have an awesome evening.
Thanks, Molly.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection, because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Dream.